With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump has chosen a retired three-star general to serve as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Keith Kellogg has long been Trump's top advisor on defense issues, having served as national security advisor to former Vice President Pence and chief of staff of the National Security Council. He will step into the role as special envoy as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third year in February. Trump has criticized the billions of dollars the Biden administration has spent in supporting Ukraine, and Kellogg has said bringing the war to a close will require strong America First leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI is investigating threats against several of President-elect Trump's cabinet selections and appointees. Bomb threats and so-called swatting attacks have been reported this week against a number of Trump's incoming administration members, including Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who was picked to be the next ambassador to the United Nations, and Lee Zeldin, the nominee to head up the EPA. Wall Street is closed for Thanksgiving. The market yesterday took a step back from its recent record highs, but the Dow still closed at 44,722. Black Friday has changed over the years.
Many people like Caitlin Bowen in Dallas just like the tradition.
I did it when I was little with my mom, and I always go out with friends or family to do Black Friday shopping.
But Black Friday is now more of a season than just one day. Holly Quintero is a spokeswoman for Galleria Dallas.
Retailers are offering discounts for longer periods of time on more broad range of merchandise. So, you know, you can get those deals. You don't have to fight for them. They're there for the taking.
Analysts envision a solid holiday shopping season, but perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is SRN News. America's pastors are struggling with pornography, Michael Harrington reports.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's a liberal panic developing over the issue of divorce. Warnings have been popping up on social media urging women who might be considering divorce to, quote, pull the trigger ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws, and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only lamented the fact that there are too many divorces. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments from vaping companies and the FDA next week. Here's Shelley Adler.
Federal regulators have asked the Supreme Court to uphold its block on sweet-flavored products following a spike in youth e-cigarette use. The FDA has denied more than a million marketing applications for candy or fruit-flavored products that appeal to kids. Vaping companies, though, said the agency unfairly disregarded arguments that their sweet e-liquid products would help adults quit smoking traditional cigarettes without putting kids at greater risk. The Supreme Court Monday is hearing arguments in the FDA's appeal of a decision from the conservative Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm Shelley Adler.
President-elect Donald Trump is declaring a victory on stopping illegal immigration through Mexico. That after talking with the country's leader by phone. Both leaders describe it as a good conversation. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.